Blue Jays looking to finish off a four-game sweep of the A's at home. Marcus Stroman getting the start on the hill. Kendrys Morales was the hero on Wednesday night with the walk-off homer. We pick things up in the fifth. Jays down 3-1.
Here's the 2-0 pitch.
You just throw him out.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Here comes John Gibbons out.
Wow.
They throw Stroman out or
yes,
Gibbons?
Yes, Stroman.
Wow, because I was looking down to
I think because he pointed to Stroman and throw him out, or at least put up his hands.
Well, if he's gone,
well,
it's
going to
come. Well,
and
Stroman's talking with Russell Martin, and it doesn't look like Stroman is on his way back to the dugout.
But normally the umpire would look in the dugout if he's going to throw him out. He looked at the pitcher.
So you think he might have thrown Gibbons out?
But I don't know why he would point towards the pitcher and do that.
Gibbons is still jawing with Will Little. Little isn't facing Gibbons. Now Little's going to dust off the plate with his
foot.
It. And Stroman is still in the game. And Gibbons heads back to the dugout.
Maybe he took one for his team.
Stroman turns, kicks, and it's on the way. And that's taken outside. That's ball four. And again, Stroman staring in at the plate umpire. And so Max, and Stroman is gone. Wow, he's gone. And now Stroman is going nose to nose. Russell Martin gets in between him, and Stroman wants a piece of Will Little. And now DeMarlo Hale, the bench coach of the Blue Jays, is pushing Stroman away. And now Stroman is turning, and he's going to be escorted back to the dugout. Now the pitch to Morales is driven to center. Brugman back, turning around, and this is a mammoth home run up into the restaurant off the bat of Morales. Comes on the first pitch at the bottom of the fifth. And 3-2 Athletics.
Here comes the 2-2. Hit on the ground through the right side. It's a base hit. Charging is Joyce. Here comes Tulowitzki. Here comes the throw. And the tag by Maxwell. And out at home plate is Tulowitzki. Had to take the chance, even with the bad wheels, for Tulowitzki. And for Matt Joyce, the throw on the fly. And Maxwell waiting to apply the tag. And the inning is over.
And on the way, here it is by Trinan, and it's swung on a fly ball center deep. Brugman back, turning around. Do you believe this tie game? I can't believe it. It's happened again. This is just becoming surreal.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. And I would have to think, when we see the replay, that it was a four-seamer fastball that did not have to sink, because you just do not expect something like that to happen.
4-4, nobody out, bottom of the ninth. Kendrys Morales won the game last night. He ties it up tonight.
Hendricks readies. The leg kick, the pitch, swung on, belted deep down the left field line. It is a grand slam to walk it off. Steve Pearce, his ninth home run of the year, is a grand slam, and he will await the mob at home plate as he comes around third base. A lost week in New York and Toronto for the Athletics, and capped off in some of the most disappointing ways possible. Losing in the ninth yesterday, and then losing with a tying home run in the ninth today and a grand slam in the 10th.
The Blue Jays win it 8-4. They walk it off for the second straight day. It's Pearce's second career grand slam and his first career walk-off hit. The Blue Jays bullpen was solid. 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. Up next, the A's head home to host the Twins on Friday. Daniel Gossett gets the start against Jaime Garcia.